It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. In the studio with me, we're joined by Amanda Bloomquist. We're also joined by Christine Linder. They're here this morning to talk about women and health. It's our pleasure to welcome Amanda and Christine to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you. We are very excited to be here.
All right, good. Now, you women are co-owners of Inner Fire Fitness, is that right?
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah, so Inner Fire Fitness, we just opened in June. We're located downtown on the corner of 4th and Race. We are a new concept for fitness in our city, and we're really excited to bring a broad spectrum of programs to Cincinnati. We offer HIIT boot camp classes, aerial fitness, yoga, Pilates, and we also offer personal training and in Trinity, and then have an organic smoothie bar.
Okay. That sounds like a lot is going on there. We'll have to break that down in a second here. But let me start by saying I love the name Inner Fire. How did you guys come up with that?
I would say that, you know, it really comes down to that personal connection to life and how we live and what holds meaning in our lives, and that we all have that inner fire that's waiting to come out.
Okay. Now, you ladies have a holistic approach to fitness. Christine, explain to us exactly what that means and what that looks like.
I would say that, as Amanda had touched on, that when we were opening this business, we had a completely different approach. We really want to meet people where they are in their fitness routine. So whether that means if people show up for a boot camp class and they're on the treadmills, if they want to walk, we're okay with that. If they want to jog, we give them a good number to jog, or even sprints. So we want everyone to feel very comfortable and that they have a home in any of our classes.
Okay, you both mentioned this, and you know, for me, you know, I'm not familiar. I've heard the term, but what exactly is a boot camp? What does that mean? What does that look like? What do you guys do?
So our boot camp classes are high intensity interval training. So in any class, there will be two different stations. Half of the class is done on our Woodway treadmills. And then the other half of class is on the floor working on different strength training exercises using dumbbells, resistance bands, TRX, body resistance. So it's definitely a class that will get your heart pumping. You're working your cardio, working your strength training, and each day of the week has a different focus. So it allows you to kind of pick and choose a little bit and set your routine from there.
Okay, so do you sign up for these boot camps? Are they daily?
We have classes 7 days a week.
Okay, and so participants, they come daily to the boot camps, is that right?
We have many of them that do, and then others that set their schedule. Maybe it's a Tuesday, Thursday workout for them during the week, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We also have classes on the weekends, and those are really popular as well.
Okay, so let me ask you this now. Looking through your website and looking through information, it's obvious that you cater to women. You have several female trainers as well. Do you think women are overly critical about their own bodies?
Absolutely. I think that we live in a society that almost encourages that. It kind of breeds that kind of mindset. And so it's up to us to step outside of that and to set our own goals and our own standards for what health and wellness and beauty look like.
You talked about society. Tell me about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that, you know, a big part of when we went into this and when we are mapping out what makes us different and what we want to bring to the table as far as fitness goes is really in direct contrast to what you see on the cover of fitness magazines. You know, we're becoming a society that's obsessed with youth and, you know, with sex appeal and things like that. And fitness and wellness are things that we need every day, regardless of what your background is and what you do.
Okay. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me, we're joined by Amanda Bloomquist. We're also joined by Christine Linder. They're co-owners of Inner Fire Fitness. For more information, you can visit us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and you can actually join the conversation with the ladies as well. Now, since we're talking about women and fitness, Do you think that there are fitness barriers that women face that men don't necessarily face?
I would say so.
Okay, all right.
I think I naturally can say so, just as a woman.
Okay.
I would say one of the biggest barriers or hurdles maybe perceived by women is really after having children. I have three children, three amazing girls, and life changes exponentially when you have children. You know, in my 20s, before I had kids, I was able to work out and life was all about me. And then after that, life was not all about me. Life was all about my children. So really re-identifying with what does that routine look like and re-identifying with what my body's needs were as my body had gone through drastic changes and it has as I've gotten older. So I think that really finding that routine and what works, depending on where you're at.
Okay. Christine?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I think it goes both ways. Absolutely. I've noticed too, just as I've gotten older, that I'm not able to do some of the stuff that I was able to when I was younger. And have.
Oh, they look like they're like teenagers in here. What do you mean when you were older, when you were younger?
Well, my
Come
body.
On. That was last week, right?
Nope. I even noticed a difference in my body this year than I did last year. So just knowing when to stop pushing myself and be very mindful that I don't injure myself, because I've done that in the past working out, you know, just trying to do too much. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, Amanda, you touched on this, but let's talk more about some of the classes that you guys offer at Inner Fire Fitness. Tell me about that.
So in addition to our boot camp classes, we have our aerial fitness program. So with that program, we have aerial hammocks that really open up this whole new world.
Okay. What's aerial? You got to break this down.
I'm going to break
school.
It down.
Yeah, right. So what's aerial? You know, it's not like pole dancing or anything like that.
It's not. It's a little bit different, but still, you know, the whole art of the aerial arts. Pole would be included in that, but what we're doing is somewhat different. So the hammock, it's one piece of fabric that creates, it's hung in a loop. Okay. So it creates a whole lot of accessibility to beginners. It's beginner accessible, which is always the biggest question. Am I going to be able to do this? So the hammock becomes this tool to help with stretching, flexibility, strength training, and balance. And it just brings so much fun, this element of playfulness into working out. Most people that come in for classes, they just have a blast in there. And then 2 days later, they're back in and they're saying, oh my gosh, I was so sore after that class. And they were surprised by it. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we get up in the air. We're doing inversions in the hammocks. People love it.
Okay. In addition to that,
We have Intrinity, which is an incline board created by Johnny G. If you're not familiar with him, he is the man who created spinning. Okay. So this is his newest creation. I'm one of his master trainers on that. And it's a wonderful program that, again, incorporates the incline board to focus on strength, agility, flexibility, and balance. So it creates, again, a lot of accessibility to help people move into their bodies in different ways. So we're getting really creative with our options as far as movement goes at Inner Fire. And then we also have Tabata classes, which are high-intensity interval training classes that move much quicker. They're a lot of fun. And then we also have yoga and Pilates classes. So really trying to offer a broad spectrum of different movement options.
Now, let me ask you this now, Christine, let me ask you this now. What are some of the biggest benefits of working with a personal trainer, and what should we look for in a good trainer?
From my own experience, I love group classes, but I also like working one-on-one with a trainer, just because you're able to, you know, discuss all of what goes on with your body, and really be able to modify the workout to what is best for you. Stretching, I think, is my favorite part of working with a personal trainer, because I think that is sometimes very overlooked. And so being able to spend more time doing that, or just focusing on what is best for your body that certain day instead of just going to a class. Another thing when looking for a good personal trainer is someone that listens to you as well and doesn't just try to make you go into certain poses and to look a certain way, but doing what's right for your body. Because a lot of times we do, trainers will just have you do different workouts based on a picture and not actually how it's supposed to feel for your body. So I think that is the biggest thing for me.
Amanda?
Yeah.
What should we look for in a trainer?
I would say someone who listens to you.
Okay.
Someone who is knowledgeable and who is able to look at the whole picture. There's different approaches to fitness. And I think that, as Christina touched on, that our biggest core value is functional movement. And functional movement to us means that each workout should look different for each body. We're all made up of the same stuff, but our bone structure is a little different. It all fits together differently. So how we move will look different. So being able to really personalize what a program looks like for an individual is probably one of the biggest benefits working with a personal trainer.
Okay. So what are some common mistakes you see people make in terms of health and fitness and exercise? What mistakes do you see people making?
Not doing things in moderation. I think that sometimes when we are looking to get healthier, there's this kind of need to just clear, you know, work with a clean slate, completely start all over and go from there. And sometimes that doesn't really work out. Like, we need to kind of like take one thing, let it sit with us and work it, you know, weave it into who we are, and then take another thing and replace that so that they have more lasting effects. And it really has more to do with the mindset. You know, those things become part of who we are at that point, instead of trying to force all of this newness and not letting ourselves have the opportunity to really sit with it.
Okay. So how important is it for you to let your muscle groups rest? Because, you know, I hear people say, oh, it's an arm day, it's a leg day. You know, you can't do arm day 5 days a week for 5 weeks, can you?
No. Not without getting injured.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the repetitive movement, if you're going to be doing the same exercise every day, not only does your body get used to that, but at some point you will get injured.
Specifically with our boot camp classes, each day has its own theme, right? So Mondays, we do arms and abs. Tuesdays, legs and glutes. Wednesdays, we're looking at chest, back, and abs. Thursdays, abs. Friday through Sunday is full body.
Okay.
So it allows you to break it down a little bit, focus on what you want to, but also not overstress those muscles. So it's important to have balance in the body.
All right. Good advice. Well, we're out of time this morning, ladies. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to Christine Lindner and Amanda Bloomquist, co-owners of Inner Fire Fitness. For more information, reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. More to come. Stay with us.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.